from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Got me. That's good enough for me. Nice bathroom. That's an afternoon. We're in Las Vegas at Stadium Swim here at the Ultimate Contest Weekend at Circa Resort and Casino. Yesterday we were part of Radio Row. Today we have our own cabana up here on the roof. But we're talking about Circa Survivor, Circa Million, the upcoming football season. And if you enter those contests, you can take part in the parties across the Circa properties, Stadium Swim, Bar Canada.
Our Canada Show.
And more. And tomorrow is what they're calling the Circa Preview Panel, where some of the top experts in the football world preview the upcoming season and give you some of their best bets. One of their big football opinioneers is Mike Palm. He's going to join us after we talk to Matt Eberflus at the end of the 12 o'clock hour.
I'm pretty sure Mike is a computer.
Yeah, he knows a lot of stuff, and he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, he knows a lot about a lot of things. So he will be on that panel on Saturday, so it's cool we get to have him pop on today. I'm glad to hear that for you, a good restroom at a stadium is an afternoon after you went to White Castle last night.
Yeah, it was a White Castle. Why not? Why is that
mischief.
Bad? Why is it bad?
It's not bad for me, and if it's not bad for you, then that's good.
It was fine, and I was in line, and I met a lovely woman in line. We started talking. She lives in Houston. She's a registered nurse in Houston. And then we start talking, and she went to Lane Tech. And she was great. She was super nice. She was there with her friend. They were enjoying themselves. And it was good. Because, you know, sometimes you always want to make sure that the sliders are coming off fresh, that somebody's actually taking them off the thing and putting them right in your bag. Because a lot of places you don't see that anymore. It just happens in the back, and the bag comes out. This was one of the old school, fully visible White Castle experiences.
That's why I usually customize my order.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't get the onions or pickles on it.
So you know they're made fresh then?
Yes.
Right.
I just do it.
I
just get the regular and I'm fine.
I got 10 regular cheeseburgers.
10!
Yeah. Did you get a side or no?
Fries. Big sack of fries.
I don't know.
Did
what
you get
you were
a shake
there.
From there?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have a. I prepared for dessert and then I didn't need it. I think 10 sliders were my dessert. So it's all good. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like the late night hotel room snack.
Love that. For
you got one of these big Circa suites all to yourself. You can have a couple of sliders over in the living room area. Then you can walk over to where the TV is, have a couple of there. You know, have your the big sack of fries. Well, I guess I'll wander over here for a while.
I did have my tuna sandwich at the dining table.
Yeah, right?
Yesterday.
Sure, that's what
while
it's for.
While I was on the phone.
You might as
to
well dine. What's the point of having a dining room table in your suite if you can't dine there?
Looking out over the city of Vegas on the 53rd
You should
floor.
Have a candelabra brought up.
It was
watching
great.
All of the helicopters. Tours, like, because we're basically in the middle of their tour.
Yes, and especially
so
for the
watch them turn
for the Legacy Club.
You.
If you're actually up in the Legacy Club, it almost looks like an amusement park ride.
Yes,
because they're all spaced out. This is sort of standard with the distance between the helicopters as they go in a big loop.
It's a really amazing room and view.
And you know what? All of that is. Real, unlike what we know about stadium.
Let's hear Kevin Warren with his latest word salad about where the Bears are going to play their games in the future.
I think what we should know is I feel we're exactly where we should be, where we are. We're continually working hard to make progress. We're still designing. We have meetings coming up with key political leaders and key business leaders. And the key of it is it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. We want to do the right thing. Our focus now still remains the museum campus. But it's been a pleasure to work on. It's an honor. And we look forward to be able to build the best stadium in the National Football League, a world-class stadium that our fans can enjoy, and build it the right way for longevity, not for only our games and our events, but also for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois.
So he likes where we're going and where we are. I don't like.
Is everything on the table?
Of course it is. We know
at
it
stadium?
Is. We know it is. It's on the dining room table. It's like, come on, man. Just build it, Arlington Heights.
I just hope Lil Durk gets his props for having the input on those seats, as we saw in Hard Knocks.
I agree.
We needed more Lil Durk in that episode, in my opinion. Just me. That was pretty cool.
I agree.
Yeah, so we watched the NFL Network feed because we're in Vegas, but we did get tipped off about Kevin Warren being on the local broadcast last night. And I get, again,
on Fox 32, we should give them credit, yes?
I get what he's trying to do. Like, nobody's disputing that.
It's not working.
But unfortunately, you are inheriting a process that was already put in place by somebody who's not you.
And it's not working, and you have been told you're continuing to meet with these political leaders who keep telling you no.
I just fear the city might say yes at some point.
The city they can't don't have the say, money. Say yeah. yes without the state. So
here's hoping.
I mean, because I think the city would have. I think the city has said yes.
By the way, shout out to everybody involved in making sure that the DNC was a positive and safe event. Because there were when you really look at some of the concerns that were being shared and written and some of the alarmist stuff that was out there, usually that's my job to be the alarmist. But in this case, I think that the coordinated efforts of all involved with multiple local, state, federal agencies all involved did a pretty good job.
I have a couple of gripes, but this isn't the forum to share them. But yes, overall, I think that Chicago.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, we do big events well, like All-Star Weekend, you know, the last big party before the pandemic. We do this. We know how to do this. We've got enough people, and we've got the infrastructure. So.
And it's not rare.
Yay, us.
Not rare that TMZ gets a story flat wrong, but they did yesterday.
Well, that's a good reminder of what TMZ is, in my opinion.
But generally, they're
NBC
right.
NBC5 News has got you. Just saying.
There we go. Brand it. Next up, we are going to, if you missed Sean King yesterday and his thoughts on Caleb Williams, they may not be what you expect. They're certainly not aligning with a lot of the mainstream pom-pom waving regarding Caleb Williams.
It's worth you listening to, though. And
he's our Ian Cunningham.
Search inside of your heart and go, wait, is he making sense? We'll let you hear it. Then we'll react to it. You'll react to it. And we'll keep talking football because this is a football show. Matt Eberflus is going to join us at 12:25. Yeah,
woo!
That Matt Eberflus. Back after this on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Got me. That's good enough for me. Nice bathroom. That's an afternoon. We're in Las Vegas at Stadium Swim here at the Ultimate Contest Weekend at Circa Resort and Casino. Yesterday, we were part of Radio Row. Today, we have our own cabana up here on the roof. But we're talking about Circa Survivor, Circa Million, the upcoming football season. And if you enter those contests, you can take part in the parties across the Circa properties, Stadium Swim, Bar Canada.
At Canada Show.
And more. And tomorrow is what they're calling the Circa Preview Panel, where some of the top experts in the football world preview the upcoming season and give you some of their best bets. One of their big football opinioneers is Mike Palm. He's going to join us after we talk to Matt Eberflus at the end of the 12 o'clock hour.
I'm pretty sure Mike is a computer.
Yeah, he knows a lot of stuff, and he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, he knows a lot about a lot of things. So he will be on that panel on Saturday, so it's cool we get to have him pop on today. I'm glad to hear that for you, a good restroom at a stadium is an afternoon after you went to White Castle last night.
Yeah, it was a White Castle. Why not? Why is that
mischief.
Bad? Why is it bad?
It's not bad for me, and if it's not bad for you, then that's good.
It was fine, and I was in line, and I met a lovely woman in line. We started talking. She lives in Houston. She's a registered nurse in Houston. And then we start talking, and she went to Lane Tech, and she was great. She was super nice. She was there with her friend. They were enjoying themselves, and it was good. Because, you know, sometimes you always want to make sure that the sliders are coming off fresh, that somebody's actually taking them off the thing and putting them right in your bag. Because a lot of places you don't see that anymore. It just happens in the back of the bag. This was one of the old school, fully visible White Castle experiences.
That's why I usually customize my order.
Mm. What do you mean?
Like, I don't get the onions or pickles on it.
So you know they're made fresh then?
Yes.
Right.
I just do it. I don't decide.
I
just get the regular and I'm fine.
I got 10 regular cheeseburgers.
10!
Yeah. Did you get a side or no?
Fries. Big sack of fries.
I don't know
Did
what you
Did you get
were
a shake from there?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have a... I prepared for dessert, and then I didn't need it. I think 10 sliders were my dessert. So it's all good. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like the late-night hotel room snack.
Love that for
you. Got one of these big circus suites all to yourself. You can have a couple of sliders over in the living room area. Then you can walk over to where the TV is, have a couple of there. You know, have your the big sack of fries. Well, I guess I'll wander over here for a while.
I did have my tuna sandwich at the dining table.
Yeah, right?
Yesterday.
Sure, that's what
while
it's for.
While I was on the phone
You might as
to
well
a friend.
What's the point of having a dining room table in your suite if you can't dine there?
Looking out over the city of Vegas on the 53rd
You should
floor.
Have a candelabra brought up.
It was
Watching
great.
All of the helicopters. Tours, like, because we're basically in the middle of their tour.
Yes, and especially
so
for the
watch them turn
for the Legacy Club.
You.
If you're actually up in the Legacy Club, it almost looks like an amusement park ride.
Yes,
because they're all spaced out. This is sort of standard with the distance between the helicopters as they go in a big loop.
It's a really amazing room and view.
And you know what? All of that is. Real, unlike what we know about stadium.
Let's hear Kevin Warren with his latest word salad about where the Bears are going to play their games in the future.
I think what we should know is I feel we're exactly where we should be, where we are. We're continually working hard to make progress. We're still designing. We have meetings coming up with key political leaders and key business leaders. And the key of it is it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. We want to do the right thing. Our focus now still remains the museum campus. But it's been a pleasure to work on. It's an honor. And we look forward to be able to build the best stadium in the National Football League, a world-class stadium that our fans can enjoy and build it the right way for longevity, not for only our games and our events, but also for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois.
So he likes where we're going and where we are. I don't like.
Is everything on the table?
Of course it is. We know
at
it
stadium?
Is.
At stadium?
We know it is. It's on the dining room table. It's. Like, come on, man. Just build an Arlington Heights.
I just hope Lil Durk gets his props for having the input on those seats as we saw in Hard Knocks.
I agree.
We needed more Lil Durk in that episode, in my opinion. Just me. That was pretty cool.
I agree.
So we watched the NFL Network feed because we're in Vegas, but we did get tipped off about Kevin Warren being on the local broadcast last night. And I get, again...
On Fox 32, we should give them credit, yes?
I get what he's trying to do. Like, nobody's disputing that.
It's not working.
But unfortunately, you are inheriting a process that was already put in place by somebody who's not you.
And it's not working, and you have been told you're continuing to meet with these political leaders who keep telling you no.
I just fear the city might say yes at some point.
The city
they
can't
the
say yeah. yes without the state. So
here's hoping.
I mean, because I think the city would have. I think the city has said yes.
By the way, shout out to everybody involved in making sure that the DNC was a positive and safe event. Because there were when you really look at some of the concerns that were being shared and written and some of the alarmist stuff that was out there, usually that's my job to be the alarmist. But in this case, I think that the coordinated efforts of all involved with multiple local, state, federal agencies all involved did a pretty good job.
I have a couple of gripes, but this isn't the forum to share them. But yes, overall, I think that Chicago-Chicagoed.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, we do big events well, like All-Star Weekend, you know, the last big party before the pandemic. We do this. We know how to do this. We've got enough people, and we've got the infrastructure. So.
And it's not rare, not rare that TMZ gets a story flat wrong, but they did yesterday.
Well, that's a good reminder of what TMZ is, in my opinion.
But generally, they're
NBC
right.
NBC5 News has got you. Just saying.
There we go. Brand it. Next up, we are going to, if you missed Sean King yesterday and his thoughts on Caleb Williams, they may not be what you expect. They're certainly not aligning with a lot of the mainstream pom-pom waving regarding Caleb Williams.
It's worth you listening to, though, and
he's our Ian Cunningham.
Search inside of your heart and go, wait, is he making sense? We'll let you hear it, then we'll react to it, you'll react to it, and we'll keep talking football because this is a football show. Matt Eberflus is going to join us at 12:25. Yeah, Woo! That Matt Eberflus. Back after this on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.